I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Throws back on the end zone. What a catch! David Njoku in the back of the end zone.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It's Futures Day here on the show. Joining us in about 20 minutes, Jason Logan of Covers.com. We'll talk some NFL Week 13, but let's look at some line movement there. We heard the call there with the Browns, and Watson's coming back this week. So we get Watson against the Texans coming up on Sunday, and we have some line movement. I mean, usually we get this more Wednesday, you know, Tuesday into Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch Monday and a Tuesday here for line movement across the NFL. The one that stands out right away is what went on with the Seahawks line. The Seahawks are now up to 8-point favorites in Los Angeles against the Rams on Sunday. It was 5.5, and then we got the word yesterday from Sean McVay, an ankle issue for Aaron Donald. So it doesn't sound like Stafford's going to play again. Cooper Kupp, we'll probably see him next year. Aaron Donald now an ankle injury. What are the Rams right now? Are they the worst team? Not name the Texans in the NFL, like in this moment?
Man.
They're bad.
That's a jump. That's a jump. And you know what? They covered on Sunday, didn't they? They covered with the closing number against Kansas City. Should Seattle be favored by more than a touchdown over anybody?
No. That's a lot. Too many points.
That's a lot. They give up a lot of points. Is Stafford definitely out? Or is it up in the air?
Yeah, I mean, it's indefinite. I mean, but if this number is 8, he's got to be out, right?
No, the market says he's out. Yes, correct. But is he actually out?
McVay, non-committal.
Yeah. If he plays, what's the number?
Is different.
3?
Yeah.
3, 4.
It's tough to get there on a Rams bet, but also I just – Seattle should not be favored by this much. They shouldn't be. And what is that Seahawks defense? Was it one bad performance coming off a bye, or are they back to what we thought they were early on in the season? Because they were starting to turn it around with their young players.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were those young players just not prepared for their bye? They couldn't stop the Raiders or what?
It's a fair question. But if the Rams don't have Donald, it certainly seems like Aaron Donald's not going to play in this game.
Oh, what's Walker going to do? My God.
Right. Let's say the Rams – the Seahawks defense is reverting, but can the Rams score Bryce Perkins? Bryce Perkins might be the most nondescript. The average fan had no idea who he was, so he took the field a couple weeks ago. Where'd he come from? Virginia?
The whole Rams thing is just – even Jalen Ramsey was getting embarrassed on Sunday. That was bad.
You think McVay's on Amazon next year and they kick Kirk Herbstreit back to college football?
After he got hit in the face by his own player, yes. I mean, he's taking L's every which way. It's bad.
Yes.
I didn't see this coming. I mean, this is a disaster.
Oh, this is insane. Yeah. So I was looking at this number. Let me find it here. So you know how you set the preseason numbers for all these games? You know what it was preseason? And we're at what?
Rams
Seahawks minus 8?
Rams minus Seahawks. 6.5?
It was 9.5 preseason.
The other way.
And that, And now it's Seattle minus 8. Yeah.
So a 17.5 point flip?
Right.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is.
Speaking of movement, a team that we've talked a lot about this morning, and it's not the case at BetMGM, but it is the case, boy, almost everywhere else. Jacksonville is now the favorite at the Lions.
Is this a Joe versus Joe G versus Paul game?
+1.5 yesterday, and I bet it.
The Lions winner. Getting points. Extra time to prepare. I'm in.
Boy, you know what we got to put on the line?
A point. A point.
Big hat. Big hat. Big hat.
Big hat on the line.
Joe G has to wear a Jaguars big hat. I guess I have to wear a Lions big hat if the winner or loser, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, yes. As long as Odyssey's paying for this, I'm in.
Right. Mitch. I'll see Mitch this week. Yeah.
Yeah, tell him. We need it for the show. It's to make the show better. That's a really interesting game. It's a really interesting game, right? That feels
Trevor
like a close
Lawrence,
game.
Signature win, looking like a legit franchise quarterback now. He's going to continue to develop and build off that. I mean, let's go. Jags.
I noticed he was strangely absent from the MVP conversation today, but I'll let it slide, you know. But no, I think they've got a real shot. We talked about it. I didn't realize we saw this tweet out there. I didn't exactly double source it, but supposedly there's a path for the Jags. If they win this week and the Lions
Eagles beat
if
the
they
Titans.
Win this week, Eagles beat the Titans, the Jags then control their own destiny, which makes sense since they've got the Titans two more times.
Yes.
Absolutely. Do we trust the Jaguars off of the most emotional and best win they've had in, I don't know, forever?
Please.
To go on the road.
That's let down spot.
Yeah.
He's been doing
the Lions extra
weeks.
Now, Lawrence is
played
better.
As Dan Maldonado says, there's no such thing as a letdown spot. And this wasn't just a one-off situation. Trevor Lawrence has been building. He's had a few good games in a row now.
I know. The Vikings had an emotional win, and then they had a big letdown the next week against the Cowboys. This happens.
But
yeah, the Vikings are –
have a letdown.
What are the Vikings?
Is my kind of
what's
counter.
The Vikings record? Can you have a letdown when you're 4-7? That's not allowed. You can't have,
right,
a, have a letdown.
Sometimes bad teams don't keep building, right? They go up and then they go down.
Yeah. But they're not a bad team.
Well,
Lions are a bad team.
Lions are bad.
I was surprised, and this initially moved towards, I think I saw a 2. I definitely saw a 1.5. This initially moved like the Lions became bigger favorites before it moved back.
All right, let's break this down. Who's a better coach? Come on. Seriously.
Doug.
Doug
by
as
the
much
way,
as people called him the worst coach in the NFL at the time.
A lot
yes,
of
Doug.
A lot of variance with these two teams, right? This could be a crazy game. They both go for fourth downs all the time. Doug went for the 2. Campbell's the most fourth down in the NFL they've gone for. This could be weird.
Campbell's an idiot. Oh my God, the way he handled the end of that game.
It's
terrible. You're a guy. Who's a better quarterback? Jacksonville.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love Lawrence, but he's better, sure.
Yeah. Now, the Lions do have better weapons. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Overall. Etienne's done nothing last couple games. Chark revenge. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jameson Williams might be. They might activate Jameson Williams for this game. He's off the IR.
Ooh.
That'd be an interesting angle if he makes a play down the field.
Okay.
Yeah, the Etienne injury is interesting if he's banged up.
Extra rest for the Lions.
I'm not sure if this counts as line movement, but can someone explain to me why the Commanders are 2.5-point road favorites at the Giants? Why?
That's weird.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They might win. Because they're not that good.
They're better than the Giants.
I'm not sure they are. I think they're similar to me.
Who has the better quarterback? Who has the better head coach?
I'd go the Giants better at both. Coach,
I think Giants quarterback.
I think it's Jones.
Neutral.
Toss up.
Yeah.
I feel like Jones is less volatile than he used to be, whereas Heinicke is still very volatile.
Saquon, he's not running anywhere against this.
He's hit a wall.
Well, that's
Giants get extra rest too, though. That's significant this time of year. Extra rest for the Giants. I thought this would be a pick'em, or I actually thought the Giants would be favored by a point or so.
We might close there. In this matchup, the one thing that jumps out to me is if there's a unit that stands out as a lead at something, it's Washington's run defense, which is something the Giants like to do a lot. So that's why I would probably lean that way. The way they've been playing, but this is a big one right now. These are two playoff teams in the NFC, as gross as that is to say.
Isn't Commanders-Giants similar to Falcons-Commanders? Like, the Giants are like the Falcons, right? They run it. Their quarterback's not great. But that game came out to the last play of the game, and now the Commanders are on the road in this game.
In a division game? Rest.
Yeah. It's a weird number.
Crazy. I think it's going to be
sounds like
cold,
you like the Giants.
I do. I think the Giants are going to win that game.
Oh. Okay.
Good teaser spot for the Giants.
It is.
Really good.
So where are we now with the Dolphins 49ers? Is that up to four? Elijah Mitchell out again. He's had a weird year. Hurt right away, came back, has been their lead back for 3 weeks in terms of carries, hurt again. And now they are four. That's up to four now. San Francisco, 4-point favorite at home against Miami. Something's got to give in this game, doesn't it? We have the best defense in the NFL, Aaron, against a team that in Miami that scores 30 points a game basically every week now.
I mean, I like Miami in this situation.
I do too. Yeah. I like Miami, especially the number four. I don't know why that's bumped up. And he gets and now we're hearing stuff about McCaffrey not being 100% too. So that's I do wonder if both of these teams, if they're saving something for this specific matchup. Like, really the Dolphins just passed on the second half against the Texans, right?
Yeah. I mean, their stars were out halfway through the third quarter or by the end of the third quarter.
I just don't know. Also, like, sorry, I was just going to say, you know, the Niners, you know, shutting out the Saints 13-0, but how are they going to keep up with this, you know, electric Dolphins offense?
So let me ask this question. Have the Dolphins scored points on anyone that has a good defense in 2 months? I'm not sure they have. So here are the defenses they've scored on. Texans, Browns, Bears, Lions. They scored 16 against the Steelers. They scored 16 against the Vikings. They scored 17 against the Jets. They scored 15 against the Bengals. They scored 21 against the Bills. The last time they scored on a good defense was September 18th, that fourth quarter against the Ravens.
Listen, Mike McDaniel, he knows what Kyle Shanahan's trying to do. He'll be prepared for this.
He does.
First off, you've got to eliminate the Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson games from the equation. Okay. And
but the last time they scored more than 21 points on a good defense was September.
Yeah, but they haven't played anybody good. It's not their fault. I know. I mean, they scored 30-plus last three games.
I agree. But do we trust them to score? The 49ers haven't allowed a point in the second half in a month.
Four games. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know. We're going to find out how real this is, right? I mean, boy, if you have any questions about the Dolphins or people that are out there screaming that they're real and sick of all the haters out there, here's your chance. Three-game road trip. Starts at San Francisco. You've got a bunch of tough matchups coming up here, including the Bills. So here's your opportunity to prove that
2-0
yeah.
will be after us. If they win, if they score 30 on Sunday, we're in trouble. 2-0's coming after this show again.
And if the Dolphins beat the Niners, that 12-1 Dolphins Super Bowl, that number's going to get shorter.
Of course. Did we move in the Patriots game? That's the Thursday night game this week. Bills are down a 4.5-point favorites.
Numbers shorter.
That's an interesting number.
Keeps getting shorter. Saw 5.5. Now we're down to 4.5, right? Why?
So what do we make of the Bills' defense, the Patriots' defense? It was excellent, but they hadn't played anyone. You pointed that out last week, Joe. They went to Minnesota. They struggled. Now, the part of that game was interesting is Mac Jones played his best game in a year. Right, he actually showed up and threw the ball well. I'm not sure if he's healthier, if it's clicking. So, but their team, like if they get the Mac Jones that they got last week with the defense they had the first 2 months, they're going to win a bunch of games down the stretch. But is the defense not as good as we thought? I'm very interested in this game on Thursday.
Number sounds two, like you totally like the Bills, giving it away. I think the Patriots defense is legit. Pass DVOA 3, rush DVOA 7.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're good. They're not great. And we saw what happened when they faced a real offense. They haven't faced a real offense in a very long time. Now, mobile quarterbacks. Which quarterbacks they have trouble with? Mobile quarterbacks, like Justin Fields. We've seen it in years past. Josh Allen, as mobile as anyone. Joe, where I thought you were going with your question at the start is legitimate. What do we think about this Bills defense? I have a lot of questions about this Bills defense. Trey White made his return. Now Von Miller's out with a knee injury. Patriots might be able to score some points here. Yeah.
Over.
I can see it. 43.5? That seems very light.
You know, I think it's respect to Belichick, the ranking on defense. But if we get the Mac Jones that we saw last week, it's a high-scoring game. Bills probably win, but we're getting points on the board. I think the over in the Bills-Patriots is certainly interesting. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily. Coming up next, Jason Logan, Senior Industry Analyst of Covers, joins us next. Talk some NFL Week 13 right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.